The last word on the week's top stories. Del Mar and DeVetti on CJAD 800.
Oh, hey there. I am the DeVetti half of Del Mar and DeVetti. We're joined by our panel now, Robbie Hoffman and Jess Solomon. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
They're both comedians.
Robbie Hoffman.
Debatable.
Jess is also a former war crimes lawyer at The Hague, and I just love Jess's story because you left there to come back to Montreal to do comedy. And so we're going to talk a bit of lighter stuff later, but first, stuff that is, I guess, more law-oriented, and that is, of course, guns, and this pretty shocking declaration from the NRA on Friday, Supriya. They're encouraging people to arm schools, to have guards at schools, at every school in America. That is their vision for America. Their vision to keep kids safe is to have more guns around schools. And I want to throw it out to our panel, Jess and Robbie. What do you think? There's so many guns in circulation now, 300 million, I believe, roughly. So is this a solution to keep kids safe?
I don't think so, because I remember that, you know, from my teachers, I was a pretty hard kid to deal with in class. And if one of my teachers had a gun, I don't know how that would have gone. So I do think that teachers, while they do great work, they do difficult, draining work sometimes too. And, you know, who's to say that one couldn't snap, you know, a teacher couldn't snap? And what, are we going to start having training? Like this 27-year-old teacher who was killed. What if her shot wasn't good? She's, you know, what, we start putting them, I don't know.
Is it like an air marshal thing? Because I do like the idea that there are air marshals in the skies.
But they're trained professionals, right?
But what were they proposing? Was it to have actual security guards?
Yeah,
okay, so it wasn't to arm teachers.
Well, I think there were several ideas that were proposed that were thrown out there. One of them was to arm teachers. Another one was to have a higher police presence. Another one was to just train having armed guards, or have, like, you know, sort of neighborhood watch type people kind of patrol the area. Although, as we know with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, that didn't end up too well. So,
it didn't stop. And there were armed guards in that case.
No. I mean, George Zimmerman himself was an armed neighborhood watch guy.
Oh, right. George.
Like,
okay, right.
You know
right,
what I
right.
mean?
Like, yeah.
You put guns into the hand of, like, what Robbie was saying, of jumpy people or people that are
right.
you know, a little bit more prone to whip it out and.
With it, I think if it was a train, if there was trained security at schools, considering the climate.
But how
now.
Expensive? I mean, in my high school, we had a bomb threat. A library of a school was actually bombed while I was in high school, and so that, like, our schools in the surrounding area were under this kind of lockdown, and we had security there for a while, and everybody had to walk through security. It wasn't a great feeling as a student. And I imagine it's just not what you expect of a school, like, to have these fortresses that you send your kids to. So I don't know, that's awkward and probably very costly, especially for, you know, public schools and things like that. So.
But above the cost, to me, what type of message are you sending to the future generation of Americans that we need to have guns and be under under lock and key all the time? That this everyone's strangers are dangerous. That society is dangerous and people are coming to get you. Is that really A, the reality, and B, the message you want to send to your kids?
No, I mean, I'm not sure if that's the reality, but I would point out that a Gallup poll earlier this week said that 87% of Americans support this sort of increased police presence at schools. So, I mean...
I'm sure they do.
So, I mean, this doesn't surprise me that this would be suggested. And, you know, you obviously could make the argument that had a police officer been there, maybe that many kids wouldn't have been killed. But I agree with you, Dan, that I just don't think it's the right message, especially when you go younger and younger in elementary schools than, what, daycares, preschools, or... I don't know. It's like, where does it end?
And you'll have one armed guard, and then there'll be a case of a mass shooter who quickly, you know, takes out that guard, and then people will say, oh, maybe we should have three armed guards or five. You know, how many armed guards are sufficient? And it's just this militarization of society, I think, that is not healthy for anyone.
I read on the internet that somebody blamed the fact that there weren't any men.
Yes, that was on the National Review online. Yeah.
That's when I shut down my computer.
Yeah. You know, I'd actually like to point out that author doubled down and then blamed it on feminism in general.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Which is, you know, I'm just going to point this out here. All these mass shooters happen to be young men who seem to be struggling with the idea of masculinity and what it is to be a man. So perhaps this is a broader conversation that America should have and introspect in the kind of message they're sending to young men.
Well, there's definitely something to that. You know, why aren't any mass shooters women? You know, that to me is an interesting question. Any
It's just like, where would the world be without women? Like, I just feel like these crimes, you know, it's another affluent area where this happened. And I think, I don't know, these boys need attention or something. They are products of divorce sometimes, and that weighs heavily on them since they haven't had any other struggles maybe in their lives. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not an expert at all. But it seems like there's a lot of really sad rich kids walking around. Who we should look into.
Who are really angry at the rest of their community, apparently.
Yeah, like if you're sad and you're rich.
Women are just more reasonable and better. I think that's the conclusion.
Yeah.
They're less violent.
Dan, how does this make you feel as a lone man?
I would disagree, but I'm a little terrified.
All the
right
statistics
now.
Point in that direction. I think it's an open and shut conclusion.
No, I'm not going to disagree because I think men are more aggressive, obviously. And, you know, not that this is a male problem necessarily, but I think that certainly when it comes to, you know, when we look at the makeup of universities, for example, right now it's overwhelmingly women. Obviously, a lot of boys are falling through the cracks and cannot keep up with the rest of their classmates, cannot keep up with society in general, are being ostracized because they're weird or different. And I think that's something that eventually needs to be addressed.
Maybe it's like, I don't, yeah.
I also agree with that.
All right.
In addition to what I said before.
Now, Supriya, we're going to talk about the person of the year, Barack Obama, right?
Yes.
So we'll do that later in the show. But for now, he's promising to crack down on guns in America in some fashion, even though he was the one who lifted assault rifle bans. But anyway, is Barack Obama, do you think, capable of getting a handle on this problem?
I do. I think that he'll take serious steps. I mean, second-term presidency allows for that. It allows you to be really serious about things. You don't have to worry about re-election. You can actually, you know, push your ideas as strong as possible. Obviously, there's deadlock that he has to deal with, but I think he'll make an honest effort.
Jess, really quickly.
Yeah, I think so, too, just because I think the politics of it are on his side now.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I know. I think this is a real tipping point for America in general, and I agree with you. I think maybe this will be on his side.
All right, we'll have to wait and see. We'll play Snap Judgment, our news quiz game, with our guests next, Jess Solomon and Robbie Hoffman, both comedians on our last regular show of the year, Delmar and DeVetti on CJED 800. Delmar DeVetti on CJD 800. Supriya, time to play Snap Judgment, where we take our panelists, Robbie Hoffman and Jess Solomon, both comedians, and we throw some names of newsmakers at them and see what comes out. So you want to start?
Yeah, Robbie, this one's for you. Barack Obama.
Cool. Hot.
Jess Solomon, NRA.
Boo.
Robbie, Pierce Morgan.
Interesting but annoying at times.
Yeah, I would say definitely annoying. I like to refer to him as Pierce Moron.
Jess Solomon, Psy.
I can't get enough of that guy.
Really?
I'm totally...
Do you know the dance?
He makes me happy. I've tried it.
Can you do it right now?
No.
Okay. Robbie, Baby Snatching Eagle.
Let's call him Clifford. Clifford? I feel like his name is Clifford.
We're going to be Edward the Eagle.
I'm indifferent to the Baby Snatching Eagle,
that sounds. Alright. That's fine.
Hoax.
Jess?
Yeah.
Sugar Sammy.
Who's that?
100,000 tickets sold to his bilingual show.
What a hack. No, I'm just I just need a push to go back to law, like something that'll just blacklist me. Yeah. I wish I was as linguistically and comedically talented. Yeah. Good for him.
I know, he's great.
Jess Solomon, Robbie Hoffman, comedians. We'll continue the panel after the break. We'll talk about Anglo cities fighting back. And also,
I want to get into Instagram, too.
Instagram? We'll do Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Delmar and DeVetti on CJD 800.